Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The world is full of hardness and harshness. And it's one area where daddies, fathers have made some serious mistakes in thinking that in order to make a man out of their sons, that the major key was hardness. Well, you got to toughen them up. Make a man out of them. Be hard. Be harsh. No, it's not true. People should be taught diligence. They should be taught stick it out, no matter how they feel. They should be taught to finish something they start. But you don't have to be hard and mean and harsh. It's got nothing to do with teaching somebody how to be a man. Main way you teach somebody how to be something is by being it yourself. Amen. Demonstrating it. But a man of God is going to demonstrate the love of God. And it takes a lot more strength to do that than it does to be harsh. Anybody can yield to their temper and be mean. Joe Center down the street can do that. Anybody. It takes a strong man, takes a strong woman to control your feelings, to get a hold of your tongue before you say the wrong thing, to feel like coming down like a ton of bricks and get a hold of yourself and say, whoa, 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 that's just your feelings now. Watch out, watch out. Sometimes you need to say, we'll talk later. And get yourself cooled off and get yourself straightened up and do what you do, even though you need to do it. Even if it needs to be correction, you can do it in gentleness. Can't you? I know, who was it? My great grandma, Ma Nettie, that used to sing while she spanked the children. While she was spanking the kids, she sang hymns. Get a big switch. And she had five boys. Well, she needed a big switch. And while she's spanking them, she's saying, that sure beats cussing, don't it? Doesn't that? You don't have to cuss to discipline, do you? You don't have to, you know, spit and use bad language and break stuff and, you know, act like a beast to do something, show somebody you're serious. You know why people do all that stuff? Because their word's no good. The kid knows the last 90 things they said, there was nothing to it. Now they're trying to say, no, there is something to this. That's why they have to add all the stuff to it. If you, every time you say it, you do it, it won't be long. Everybody will know it. You won't have to raise your voice or do anything. They'll go, uh-oh, your daddy's going to say something. And oh, you don't want him to say it, because if he says it, that's it. All the begging and crying in the world ain't going to change it. But see, parents are not like that, are they? Love cares for. And this, I don't know of any better place that this is exemplified than in motherhood. Paul said, we were like a mother that tenderly cares for her little children. That's the way we were with you. And yet he is an apostle. He is one who comes and by the anointing of God lays foundation of churches. He was one that God used in discipline. But how many believe Paul was not a mean man? No, he wasn't harsh and hard. He was strong, but he represents love and love is in him. So he has to be kind, has to be gentle. That's how God is. Luke 10, are you there? Luke 10. Luke 10. Verse 25, a lawyer came and tempted him and said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? This is Luke 10:25. Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? how readest thou? He answering said, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Is he talking about love? Loving God, loving your neighbor. Jesus said to him, you've answered right. That is the right reply. Do it, and you'll live. There's a whole sermon there, isn't it? He said, that is the correct answer. Why don't you do it? Do it, and you'll live. But he, here it comes out now, willing to justify himself, said to Jesus, he's an arguer. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Arguer. Rebellious. Now, exactly who is my neighbor? We live in an intellectual world. And it is so sad how many people just talk themselves out of all kind of blessings of God, explain away obeying God, and it's all, you know, argue about. Yeah, but what exactly is a neighbor? Well, now, why is he bringing this up? What is he wanting to know? Who he does not have to love? Huh? He wants to be, he's willing to what? Justify himself for what? For not loving people. He wants Jesus to agree with him that he is okay and justified in not loving most people. In his heart, if he'd be honest with himself, he knows he's not right. Have you ever seen it though? People trying to get somebody else to agree with me, to support me, you know, prop up my error. And what did Jesus tell him? Come on, let's read it. What did he tell him? The lawyer says, yeah, but exactly. Who is my neighbor? I mean, who really knows what a neighbor is? And what neighborhood we're talking about? I mean, this actually gets quite complicated. It's quite complex in actually applying. And you know, what does neighbor mean to you? Neighbor means many things to many people. Did you know half the preaching in the country is like this? Neighbor, what does neighbor mean to you? Jesus said, verse 30, certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves. They stripped him of his raiment. They wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead by chance. This means this was not arranged. This guy didn't count on this. There came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side because this obviously was not a neighbor of his. He never saw this man. And you know, you don't want to get mixed up in stuff like this. Because dear me, who knows where it could lead to. And like, so he passed by. Somebody say, passed by.
Passed by.
Passed by. He didn't take care of him, did he? What would love do? Love will take care of you. Talking about how to keep the command now. Say it out loud.
Love
takes care of.
Takes care of.
A Levite. This somebody's in the ministry of helps. Well, the priest, you know, man, he was supposed to be the holy whoop-de-doo. You know, I mean, he's the holy of holies, you know, but he was on his way to a meeting and he had his good clothes on and he didn't have time to get mixed up with this. He was going to start a seminar on love. And he couldn't get mixed up with this. A Levite. This was an usher, or he worked in the parking lot, or the children's, or they came by and they looked, and they just kept going. They didn't even slow down and think about it. They just Well, you know, you see a lot of stuff like this nowadays. But a certain Samaritan, now, it needs a little explanation for us, but the Jews despised Samaritans. And to say a Samaritan did better than a Jew was really rubbing in the salt. There was a lot of racial prejudice. If you read the other accounts, the rest of them, the Samaritan woman at the well, she said, one translation brings out, Jews don't use the same dishes as Samaritans. They don't drink out of the same cups. You understand? Some serious racism going on here. And Jesus purposely uses Samaritan. Priest didn't stop. Levite didn't stop. But there was a Samaritan. A what?
Samaritan.
Samaritan came by. And when he saw him, come on, help me out now. Verse 33, when he saw him, what happened? We're talking about the love of God. He had compassion on it. Don't you think this Samaritan had somewhere to go? Well, he's traveling. He's going somewhere. We know from the rest of the story, he's a businessman. He's got appointments. He's got stuff he's doing. When you're too busy to be a Christian, you're not really a Christian. Takes time to be a Christian,
amen.
Doesn't it?
Amen.
It's going to mess with your schedule, isn't it?
Yes.
People need you when they need you, not when it's convenient for you. Have you ever noticed again and again when somebody needed you, it wasn't convenient. It was 2:30 in the morning and you were sound asleep. They're 300 miles away. He dealt with you to give them some money and it's not a good time. It's not a good time. It's the end of the month. You got bills coming up. Have you ever noticed this?
Yes.
But now, are we back to these others? Prefer. Me or them? Oh, can you see this? If I pick them, it's going to cost me. If I take time and do it for them, it's going to cost me time. It's going to cost me something. But what did Paul say? I will very gladly. Not whining and depressed and, all right, if I'll have to, I'll be a good Christian. No, very gladly spend and be spent.
Yes.
I'll do it. Yes. Glad to do it. Why?
Yes.
Helps them.
Yes.
Glad to help them.
Yes.
Glad to help them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Takes Care Of, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106D. That's R1106D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.